USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A slow-moving tropical storm Barry still dumping rain on the Mississippi Valley, and it will through tomorrow, according to acting FEMA Administrator Peter Gaynor, who says the flooding threat will last even longer.
It has been raining. It was raining before Barry, so ground is saturated. It's going to rain up the lower Mississippi Valley. That rain is going to come back down probably late next week. So even though Barry may be nothing but a memory, we're still going to have flooding conditions that persist.
Tens of thousands of people across the nation are protesting President Trump's plans of arresting and deporting thousands of illegal immigrants in raids that are starting today. The president says those being targeted already have final deportation orders, and most of them are criminals. Last night's blackout in Midtown Manhattan blamed on a transformer explosion. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Billionaire investor and activist Tom Steyer announcing his candidacy for president a few days ago, joining an already crowded Democratic field. Steyer says the government needs to be put back into the hands of the American people.
We have a broken government. It's been corrupted by corporate money. We need to push the power back to the American people, retake the democracy. And I've been doing that successfully from the outside for 10 years.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. European leaders are joining French President Emmanuel Macron for Bastille Day ceremonies. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and other leaders in Paris for the traditional Bastille Day military parade. Police in Baton Rouge are investigating the death of African-American cultural advocate Sandy Roberts Joseph. The 75-year-old's body found Friday in the trunk of a car parked a few miles from her home. She was founder of an African-American museum in Baton Rouge. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A one-time Mets and Yankees superstar arrested on drug possession charges. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Former New York Mets pitcher Dwight Gooden, who has struggled with substance abuse for years, was arrested for alleged cocaine possession in New Jersey. The famed pitcher was picked up by police in the Homedale Township of New Jersey, about 55 miles south of where Gooden burst onto the scene in 1984 and won National League Rookie of the Year. He was pulled over by police who found two small baggies containing cocaine, according to a criminal complaint written by Police Sergeant Michael Moore and filed by the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. Gooden was charged with third-degree possession of a controlled dangerous substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under the influence. He faces a maximum of 5 years behind bars if convicted.
Meanwhile, Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson's being treated for pancreatic cancer. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says Gibson sent a letter to living Hall of Famers saying that he's being treated for the disease. The 84-year-old St. Louis Cardinals legend was a 9-time All-Star. And nominations will be announced this Tuesday for the Emmy Awards. The final season of Game of Thrones is expected to score several nominations. Other HBO shows likely to get noms are Veep and Sharp Objects. The Emmys will be handed out on September 22nd. Remember to visit our newly redesigned web presence at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.